Dreamscape presents Jilting the Duke by Rachel Miles. Narrated by Joan Walker. Chapter 1. July 1819, London. Who murders a dying man? Aidan Somerville, Duke of Forster, pulled loose the tight knot of his cravat. News of Tom Gardner, Lord Wilmot's death, had arrived in London the preceding fall, but even after a year Aidan had no answers, just suspicions. He only knew that he had failed his old friend, and continued to fail him, in not avenging his death. The streets were dark, illuminated at intervals by the dim light of street lamps low on oil. It was reckless to walk London streets alone after midnight, but the walk was short, no more than half an hour, if he took the path across the park. And it couldn't be helped. He'd sent Fletcher and his coach home hours ago. From the darkened alleyway ahead of him, Aidan heard muffled sounds of movement, and he stepped into the shadows. Waiting to see what trouble emerged, he wished, not for the first time, that he hadn't gone to Lady Belmont's salon. Her invitation included more than witty repartee, but he had felt nothing, not even male pride, when she'd let her hand linger too openly on his. And nothing later, when at dinner, during a rancorous debate on currency and the bank question, she had slipped a nimble foot up the inside of his thigh, then asked coyly whether he took pleasure in the increased movement of foreign markets. Lady Belmont would have laughed if he had confessed that a dead man haunted his dreams. She would have turned it into a provocative game. Ah, then, let us undress each other, my pet, and we will chase away the night until it is day. Listening, he moved his hand midway down his walking stick. The solid brass knob on the strong ebony made an elegant weapon. Another sound, closer. He would feel foolish to come up dead after living through the worst campaigns of the Peninsular War. But perhaps his grave would be quiet, quieter, at least, than Tom's. Aidan tightened his grip. Another low sound, just beyond the entrance to the alley. He tensed, a seasoned soldier, ready for battle. From the alley a large red fox trotted into the light. Aidan caught back a laugh, an old soldier alarmed by a fox. As the animal disappeared into the dark on the other side of the street, Aidan continued past the alley toward the park, his thoughts returning to Tom, a man so ill no one had expected him to live out the year. Others might think it a natural death, but Aidan knew it had been murder, just as surely as he knew who had done it. Tom's wife, Sophia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?